600 points. You're listening to NPR.
At 5:04, this is WHYY News. I'm Matt Gillum in Philadelphia. There was a party last night in Philly after the Eagles punched their ticket to the Super Bowl. While Mayor Sherelle Parker and fans celebrated, WHYY's Tom McDonald reports there were a handful of incidents that required police attention.
We are Super Bowl bound, baby. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Mayor Sherelle Parker had the spelling right this time as she continued Sunday night's celebration at City Hall this morning. She also talked about a few arrests for partiers who got out of hand.
Car crash at Broad and Spring Garden Street specifically. Six people were injured. Charges are pending on the driver who was apprehended.
There was also an arrest and a stabbing that took place outside the stadium, and police are searching for a man in Northeast Philadelphia who fired a gun into the air, said the mayor.
By and large, Philly, we celebrate it responsibly. And the above, yes, there are some exceptions.
City officials are hoping for similar well-behaved celebrations after next month's Super Bowl. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
And keeping the topic going, the Super Bowl is 2 weeks away, and diehard Birds fans are making plans to flock to New Orleans. Tickets to the big game on February 9th aren't cheap. At the moment, one of the most affordable tickets is $4,700. If you don't want to sit in the nosebleeds, prepare to shell out more than $50,000. After last night's NFC win, the Eagles launched a ticket package for fans. It includes round-trip flights, game tickets, and a few perks. The cheapest one goes for about $11,000 a person. Now, while these prices are steep, Jenna Tidwell with AAA told 6ABC fans should be wary of ticket deals offering things for cheap. As ever, timeless advice applies.
There will be scams out there. If it looks too good to be true, if it sounds too good to be true, chances are it is too good to be true.
Frontier and United are adding extra flights for the big game, which is